it's about the ball on this day. In our world, it's Thursday, so whether it's turnover or no turnover Thursday. So it was turnover Thursday. The defense got their hands on a few today, which I was encouraged by because really that's been a sore subject for us in the first two games. So we've not created any in two ball games defensively, and so we finished minus one. We know how hard that is. So for us to kind of shine a light on the ball today and make sure that part of our game is staying at it was good. I think offensively, they've done a good job, mindfulness for it, digging for it. So defensively today, they were totally digging and going for it. On the preseason, Miami is in the plus, so they've done a good job in that way. So that's one part of the challenge that we're looking forward to this weekend. So with that, I'll open it up.
Coach, the new probable designation going away, how does that help you with your injury report?
I think it's just cleaner. And so now there's one less designation to, which at the end of it, honestly, was like, he was going anyway. So I think it's cleaner. I think it's better for the league, and one that I think will just make everybody's access to who's available, who's not, more clear as we're heading into the games.
And Jalen Collins, we kind of people are asking about him. We know he's suspended, but how's he been developing this camp for you guys?
Really came in with the right mindset, knowing that that was one of the first things we did when we talked to him right from the start, saying, this are the kind of the guidelines. These are the things we're looking for you from this camp. He played a lot and got extended time last week, and we'll do that again tomorrow and into the next one, knowing that that'll be his, you know, his action for the next month. I've seen a real increase, you know, from the spring, even into training camp on his play. He was one of the guys, got his hands on one, made a nice two interceptions today by him. So good day by Jalen.
More opportunity for Parms and Eastman. How are you seeing those guys?
Yeah, those are right in the middle of a battle, and we've played them both on the field together, and we both played them at the same spot. So we're encouraged by both. We're anxious to see both of them on special teams as well and see who has the, you know, the upper hand in that way. But we're encouraged by both guys. I thought both of them were straining and battling for it, so we're encouraged by both guys.
How's Vic coming on?
Vic's looked healthy today and played in all the nickel reps, so we anticipate him being back for the game.
First week, you were concentrated on the effort and the energy. Sure. The second week was cleaning up the pre-snap penalties. What's week three look like for you?
Really, I think this one, defensively, it's going to be about tackling in the ball. And can we get that part of our game come to life? Offensively, still, can we have the same balance, run pass, the run action, the play actions that go with it? That's going to be so important for us. So having a balanced attack, both in the run game and the pass game, is going to be an important one. We spent a lot of time on third down today. We think they've got a good front, and that's why we're looking forward to this matchup. We think it's a good test for us.
Can you talk about the decision to bring Shane Graham back and how he's looked so far?
Well, yesterday we had a good day. On the first day back, he nailed them all of the opportunities that he had. We've got a lot of faith in Shane, so with Matt not being all the way back healthy, we thought, you know, it's the right decision at this time to bring in somebody that we know and trust, and that's who Shane is. And then we'll take that into this week. Shane will kick in the ball game, and then as we get into next week, we anticipate having both guys available. So that was the game plan behind that, and knowing that if we need Shane and, you know, he'd be available, we wanted to make sure he was here to look first.
What strides have you seen in Devondre's game?
Well, I'd probably have to say the man coverage. You know, today we saw him at a nice interception on a deep ball. So I think that part of his game has totally come into life. It was one of the things that when Thomas and I, we evaluated him, can we have a long guy who can match up on some of the tight ends? So that part of his game, we saw it. And then we say, these are the things we need you to do for our team to help us play really well. And he's worked hard at those.
Devondre, you have four rookies who are getting significant time with your first team group on defense. What does that say about this rookie class?
The whole class in general has come in with a real mindset to work, and that's kind of been the motto right from the start. We're going to put them in to see who could handle what, and it just so happens that those four are probably handling the most play time and have performed the best in practice. So we still got a lot of evaluation to go. This is a big week for a lot of the guys to get matchups on certain guys that we're going to try and push to create in the game, and that's really what the preseason game so much are about, is finding, oh, this is great. He gets to go against this player. That was certainly the case last week with a guy like Ben Garland. We really have a lot of respect for Shelton, who was a nose tackle. So for those guys to go head-to-head, okay, that's one that you're really looking forward to seeing. That's been the case with Poole. That's been the case with the linebackers. It'll be the case again this week.
You have Sue to deal with this week, so another guy inside. Are you looking forward to seeing how your line deals with a presence like that?
Yeah, and just from, you know, like us being able to handle the different schemes, you know, last week was a big 34 team, big square, and now this is a penetrating upfield team. So what better, you know, balance to go from a one defense one week to a whole nother system the next week? I think it's terrific for the guys. I couldn't have scripted a better way to have to go into a whole nother system, a whole way to go about getting the guys ready. So it's awesome when you get a chance to work against different types of groups. So, yeah, we're fired up to get this game and get it underway.
Now that you've had a couple of games, how are you feeling about the right guard competition?
Well, we know it's alive, that's for sure, in terms of Wes and Chris. both guys have really, you know, kind of risen up to the challenge, so to speak. We've almost split them equally in reps, you know, certainly in the first half for the matchups we were looking forward to, and that'll be again the case this week. But we're pleased with both guys right now. With still two games to play, you know, and we're pleased with both the guys. Anything else for you guys as we're heading down?
Yeah, Coach, is Schweitzer and Starr, a couple of those guys you want to see against ones and twos this week?
Schweitzer, for sure. We want to see that matchup inside. On the defensive side, I want to see some matchups, too. I want to see, you know, the linebackers. I want to see the safeties. I want to see Poole matched up. C.J. Goodwin, you know, is another one that we're trying to, you know, anxiously await to see what kind of role he can play. So I wish there was more quarters to play. We want to take a look at a number of guys in this game. But we're pumped to head down to Orlando and to play Miami. It's a good challenge for us, and one these preseason games are all different, and the matchups are different. So we're ready to get this thing kicked off again.